Berry councillors return from the holiday break with affordability and general committee meetings this evening. Affordability committee is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., with two public meetings and one presentation. The first public meeting is for an application to rezone 375 and 389 to 393 Yonge Street, needed to construct a six-story, mixed-use residential building with 111 rental apartments, one ground-floor commercial unit and more than 100 parking spaces. Plans also include 119 cycle parking spaces, 104 indoor and 15 outdoor. The rezoning application is from general commercial and general commercial with special provisions to a mixed-use node with special provisions zone. The variances would include less minimum coverage for commercial uses than is required, less landscape buffering than required, and more parking lot coverage for apartments than required but fewer parking spaces per residence than required. The second public meeting is for a rezoning application to allow 20th Street townhouses on Ardagh Road, which could also help pave a dirt road, connect Neva Road with Auburn Court and eliminate a dead-end street. It's for 334 and 340 Ardagh Road, two parcels of rectangular land located along the east and west sides of Neva Road, at the intersection of Neva and Ardagh, with a total area of approximately 1.8 acres. Also at Affordability Committee, the County of Simcoe will make a presentation on its community settlement strategy, which includes the Simcoe County Local Immigration Partnership, using data from the 2021 Canada Census. General Committee, scheduled to begin at 7 p.m., will feature comments from outgoing student Mayor Nyla Francis of Codrington Public School in Barrie. City councillors will then consider giving initial approval to two rezoning applications. The first would rezone portions of 124, 180 and 228 McKay Road, from Agriculture General, Environmental Protection, EP, and Neighborhood Residential, to Neighborhood Residential, Neighborhood Residential Multiple and EP. A concurrent draft plan of subdivision application proposes to incorporate additional land to the north for stormwater management areas and 9 additional single detached residences, for a total of 366 residential dwellings. Refinements to existing, previously approved zoning is requested to accommodate 37 back-to-back townhouses. The total development consists of 746 residential building lots, a block for a school, open space park areas and associated stormwater management and environmental protection areas. A total of 380 lots in the subdivision have already been registered and are under construction. The second rezoning application is for 12 Ottaway Avenue, needed to develop two single detached residences there with attached garages. This land is vacant and approximately 0.21 acres. The rezoning would be from residential single detached dwelling second density to residential single detached dwelling fourth density. Both of these rezoning applications could be considered for final approval at Council's Jan. 15 meeting. The Affordability Committee and General Committee meetings will be held in the Council Chambers at Barrie City Hall and are open to the public and available online.